This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools Superintendent Alex Marrero is getting a 10% pay raise in a new contract. He'll earn $305,000 plus up to 12% more if he meets his goals. Board member Scott Balderman says performance pay is unique.
I think it could set the stage for how we not only hold the superintendent accountable, as well as the board to the public.
The school board approved the contract on a 4-3 vote. Some members said since the district is in the middle of creating a long-term school safety plan, that now was not the time for a new contract. Fort Collins won't move forward with a proposal to raise the city's minimum wage. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Council leaders scrapped a plan to raise the minimum wage to over $17 an hour by 2026. During a debate this week, Mayor Jenny Arndt said it would put too much of a burden on small businesses.
And I think it would lead to a corporatization of Fort Collins. We would lose those businesses or they would move. And we would have the chains. And I don't think that's the Fort Collins we want to live in.
Supporters argued the plan was necessary to keep up with the state's rising cost of living. Colorado allows cities to set their own minimum wage higher than the state's. But Denver is the only city that has done so. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A new state law makes it easier to put solar panels on Colorado farmland. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports that's a lot of land.
And a growing body of research suggests solar panels could also be planted in those fields and pastures without sacrificing farm productivity. The new bipartisan law gives the Colorado Department of Agriculture $4.5 million for grants and incentives to boost use of the technology called agrivoltaics, which is gaining traction as states look for space to grow and harvest renewable energy while reducing their climate footprints. The legislation also directs state agencies to further investigate how Colorado's ag sector can help lower carbon levels. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.